You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So everything apparently is going swimmingly in Dana's world. So Dan, would you care to have the honorary first grievance of the week? Do you have one?
I've got a lot of things to complain about, but no real grievance right now, but thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crames?
And Dana, we've got some breaking news.
Oh.
What?
Hold up.
We've got a new pluribus dropping today.
Oh. Okay, is it midnight?
That's my grievance.
I think it's this evening.
Oh, so. I'm telling you right now, we haven't even packed, but we will be watching Pluribus this evening. And I have no grievance because we are here. We are live. We are breathing clean air. And I'm about to go see Mama.
No grievance over here. Happy to be with you all.
Man, you guys are lame. Sorry. Right. I'm happy.
Okay.
I mean, I could put my old man hat on and start ranting and raving.
Rah.
Get off my lawn.
By the way, my neighbor, who I used to have to always unhook his hose every winter, apparently he's caught on.
Oh.
I went to go check on him the other night. That hose was unhooked.
Hose was unhooked.
Probably tired of seeing a man in his threadbare robe in his backyard.
There I am at 6:30 at night. I'm standing there in the dark in my robe, and I said under my breath, "That a baby, Ryan. That a baby."
He's come such a long way, hasn't he?
Ryan, I'm so proud, man.
His little tear to my heart.
Must not provide much warmth being so thin and transparent, that old robe.
Yeah, that's right. It's okay. We do have some lines open, guys. If you want them, if you've got a grievance, get in earlier. Dana starts reading from the Old Testament. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We have one Kramer and eight lines. So if the phone is ringing, you're getting through. Just be patient. 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. Let's get to the phones. We'll go in order. Mike in Topeka, you are first up. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So given that Thanksgiving is next week, I wanted to do a gratitude. And it is for the KMBZ fan club. For the listeners who don't know, there is a KMBZ Facebook fan club that Jacob, Ashley, and I, who all met through the show, kind of created about 2 years ago. And since that time, it has swelled in membership of over 450 people.
Wow.
Yeah. And, one of the concerns we had was that it kind of, devolving into debauchery and just all sorts of tomfoolery, and it hasn't. And I've been really grateful for that, especially in the last couple weeks. I'm not not going to say any names, but I want to give there's also a chat group where in real time a lot of the members will talk about the various things that are on the show throughout the day. And no topic is off limits, including, you know, all of the stuff that it normally is off limits, we talk about. And a couple weeks ago, there was an incident where it was getting pretty heavy and pretty deep. And there was one of the members that expressed that she didn't feel comfortable sharing her views and her opinions because she didn't want to, you know, have to deal with anyone's wrath or ire or anything like that. And I was so proud that everyone in the group on all sides of opinions kind of rallied around her and said, no, you are fine. It's okay. We will maintain tact and decorum.
We will maintain order here.
It is okay to share, even if you disagree, it's okay, because that's not what this group is about. And I'm so, so grateful for that.
All right, Mike, thank you for the call.
Let's go to who's waited the longest. Eric in Overland Park. Eric, hello.
Yes, sir. I wanted to complain about the Chris Cunahan commercial. I know you guys got to pay your bills.
You cannot bash an advertiser, Eric.
We can't allow that. I know where you – is that the ladder?
I don't know. That's when I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, at least she's honest.
I mean, a good solid ladder is very important.
It is.
We do have a couple of rules on the show. It's been a month or two or a year since I went over the rules. And here are the rules real quick. First of all, we all have one commercial, if it's on TV or whatever, that just, it's like, okay, all right, okay. Yeah.
Sky Rizzy, I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Sky Rizzy, oh boy. That thing is everywhere. I don't even know what it cures. I have no idea. I just want to start taking it. I think I'm going to feel better.
Everybody smiles. They're all walking in a park.
Then they abandon their kid while they're teaching them how to work on a car, and they just start walking down the street, and there seems to be no traffic in this small town. I get it, but keep in mind, it's these commercials that keep this show that you appear to like, because you're tuning in, on the air. So we can't bash the people that pay the bills and keep the lights on. Okay? And the host of this program can't challenge your grievance, but we are allowed to be the bumper rails at the bowling alley and keep you in your lane. Okay? Kimberly in Kansas City, Missouri. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi there.
My grievance is with myself because I knew that was Sam Stevie yesterday at the Holiday Boutique, and I didn't say anything to him.
Aha!
But that voice is unmistakable, and I said something to my girlfriends, and they don't listen to the show, and I'm like, I didn't want to feel a fool saying something. But anyway, we all bought some of his dips, but I missed the part of your show. What was he doing there?
Slinging dip.
He slings dip, Kimberly.
I know, but is he making it himself? Or, I mean, what more jobs can that man do?
I know it. He's a dip slinger. He's a quick trip checker outer. He's our producer.
Kimberly, let me tell you this.
Trainer.
He would have loved nothing more, as anybody on this show would, if you had just come up and said, hey, I just want to say hello. I love the show, or I listen to the show. My name's Kimberly, and he would have loved it. It is a privilege. It's an honor. It's flattering. It's all of those things. And then what I wish you would have really done.
Yeah. Now give me my dip.
Is look him dead in the eye and go, now, Sam, you better sling me some dip.
Are you a dip slinger or not?
It might be worth going back again tomorrow.
I think you should, because Kimberly, that dip ain't going to sling itself. Mm-hmm.
Dip does not sling itself. We've all figured that out. Lucy, Lee Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, happy Friday.
Same to you.
So there's overwhelming fragrances going on with the Christmas season coming upon us, and it's cinnamon and pine and all these kinds of things that just make me nauseous when I walk in a store. Mm. So that's my grievance.
It's very, it's not cinnamon. What is that smell? It is a pine.
It's pine. It's that was pine. One of the ones she mentioned.
It is a uniquely Christmas holiday. And if you go into like a boutique, wow, they got the candles going right now.
The only reason that I actually look forward to winter is the one smell that finally goes away.
Pumpkin?
That's right. That is right. Pat in Gladstone. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, hi, Dana, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Pat.
My grievance is, will somebody please
go pick up that deer that is laying on the sidewalk on Blue Ridge and Longview.
Is he sleeping, Pat?
He's on the sidewalk, deceased.
But, Pat, is he taking a nap, or has he moved on to the netherworld?
He's in another world.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do appreciate the call. 913-586-7798. Rachel, Leroy, Tristan, Dakota, MK, all of you, hang tight. We do have a couple of open lines, actually three, if you want in it. 913-586-7798. Festus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, let's get to it. We got a full board. Tristan in North Kansas City. Tristan, hello.
Thank you for taking my call on this glorious Friday.
Of course.
My first grievance is unfortunately with you, Scott. Scott, I think all of us listeners can safely say, can you stop firing Sam and then having to rehire him later on in the week?
It'd be easier.
You know, the irony of it all, Tristan, little behind the scenes for you, I hired Sam 7 years ago, and now he's my boss. That's a true story.
And my second grievance is I was at my local sales/grocery store, and they were already playing Christmas music. Mm. Guys, stop it. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Please, please stop it.
I 100% agree with you. I think there needs to be compartmentalization to the holidays. Nothing Thanksgiving before Halloween.
I know.
Nothing Christmas before Thanksgiving. And then once that Christmas is over,
take it down.
Take it down. Let's go. Rachel, calling in from the Missouri side. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, I've got two grievances.
Oh, yeah.
One was, so we went to the Titanic exhibit today.
So good.
And maybe we missed it whenever you guys were talking about it on your show last time, but we did not bring headphones to listen. So we were playing it out loud on our phones.
Oh, so you should bring earbuds then.
We forgot to bring headphones.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
Okay.
And then my second grievance is with the drivers on 470, specifically the exit, getting onto 50 Highway and Lee Summit, when you're supposed to zipper merge, and there's always that one person that likes to get into the middle of the lane and block both sides because they want to merge early.
Yeah.
Mm.
And blocks everybody else.
Rachel, happy Thanksgiving.
Smoothly. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
I use all of the lanes provided until the very last moment when you're supposed to merge.
It just dawned on me. I'm disappointed. Next week, I'm going to have to do the cranberry sauce.
Challenge alone.
I have some special guests coming in next week. We'll probably do it Wednesday.
Text me and I'll call in and do it.
It won't sound the same over the phone.
Yeah, you're right. That frothy, moist.
Mm. Mm. So moist.
Vacuumous sound.
Yes.
Mm. MK in Kansas City. Hello, MK.
Hello, Dana and Parks. First of all, love the show. Love you guys.
Oh, thank
Dana,
you
were talking about Amazon earlier.
Yeah.
So I jumped on Amazon and I looked at like all my subscriptions and everything like that. And 45 minutes later, between my laptop and my cell phone, I have saved $175.
45.
It should be illegal how hard it is to cancel some of your subscriptions,
right,
or your emails, or you got to go on all these different tabs just to find out how much money you're wasting.
It took you 45 minutes?
45 minutes between a laptop and my cell phone to track down all these subscriptions. I was paying for Stars and for Apple TV on two different apps.
Yeah. MK, yeah. That happened to me about a year ago, and I went into subscriptions in my phone and figured it out. And once you get rid of all of them, slowly add them back deliberately, and you'll never make that mistake again.
Exactly. I found the money for pickleball now.
So good for you, girl. Good for you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You take care. Be well.
Bye.
Leroy in North Kansas City. Hello, Leroy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Anytime.
All right. So my main grievance that I called about was the white line stripes on freeways. How is it 2025 with all of the marvelous modern technologies that we have?
Yep.
And still to this day, if it rains, nobody can see the dang lines. I mean, a couple of pounds of glitter or some, I don't know, anything outside of the box. But, God, it's just so annoying.
Yep.
Everybody's trying to figure out their lines.
I can't agree with you more, Leroy. In fact, after the show, immediately after the show, I'm going out to dinner with my family and my brother's family and my mom. And I'm going to have to go down Metcalf. I'm going to stay in the right lane the entire time, and I'm going to use the curb because I know I won't be able to see the white lines in the middle of the road.
Yep.
And how we can, to your point, Leroy, in 2025, make that paint reflective defies logic.
Just don't get it. But you got a good idea using the curb.
All right, man. Be well. Dakota in Independence. Hello, Dakota.
Hey, love the show. Calling a bunch.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, I have an idea of how we could possibly fix the personal property issue, but I don't think anyone's going to like it.
Okay.
For the city, because I think we should take the money that we're going to get from the sports betting and use it first to pay back everybody that has been wronged by the wrong assessments. And then, and only then, when everybody has paid back their due amount, then we can start using it for city improvements and putting it towards what they assigned it for originally.
Hmm.
You know, I don't envy Phil Lavoda's job as Jackson County executive.
God, no.
They have a tangled web that they're going to have to untangle, and I don't know that you actually can.
But wouldn't it be a good idea, though? Because you don't
think it's a bad idea
yet, but you could.
I don't know how much of the taxes on sports betting go to the county, though, and how much goes to the state.
And, well, that was it. Love the show.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. And keep in mind, it's not primarily the county that gets that money. I just got my assessment for the year, and my property values have actually gone down a little bit. Thank you. But it's amazing how many different entities have their hands in the pot.
Oh, sure.
You know? There was one
It's not just schools.
There was one for a Johnson County cemetery that has a mill levy on my property.
Hmm.
Johnson County Cemetery. Kelly in Liberty.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. So new unlocked fear. You guys were talking about cortisol levels, I think, Dana, the other day. And I think, like, I'm right there with you.
Because, yes.
My children will forget they're holding something and drop their metal water bottles, right? And it literally, I can't even handle it, right?
Clank,
so
clank, clank.
I come out. Yeah. I come out and it's 10 o'clock in the morning and my passenger rear door is just wide open. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what has holed up in my car? Like how long has this been open? I don't know. It's outside, right? Ooh. So I go through the ring and I realize it's been open all night long. And we have a frequent possum that comes around. We live out on some acreage. And I'm freaking out, looking to see what vandal, what child, who could have done this.
So right.
It's my children because they're like old people walking around, lose their mind, don't know what they're doing, open one door, go out the other side, and never come back. Then I watch my husband drive right by. He opens the door, picks up a basketball, gets back in the truck, doesn't notice the door's just gaping open, right? So literally, I'm walking around like I decide to put the dog in the car, like sniff out. Can you tell me what's been in the car? Like, I need to know.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. Like, is there poop? I don't know. Then I put the cat in the car. Like, the Abe is going to sniff out something that's been here, right? I mean, I can't. I mean, so now I went to the car wash later that day, and I took the big blowers and tried to get whatever could have held up underneath the car seats. I'm just, you know, I just feel like it's the children that literally, make it to where I can't just live my life normally. I have to live on edge because I'm never quite sure if they're going to lock it up.
Right? Kelly, I understand everything you just said perfectly. And thank you for the call.
We do have some open lines if you want them. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Danielle, Travis, Kyle, you guys hang tight. You're all next. Kramer's our producer today. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
KMBZ. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com, soon to be open in Lawrence, we just learned yesterday. It is Festivus Friday. We do have a couple of open lines. If you want to grab them, do it now. Guarantee we'll get you on before the top of the hour. 913-586-7798. Danielle, calling in from Colorado. Hello.
Hi, it's Danielle, actually.
Danielle,
but that's okay.
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I don't understand why when I'm driving, people have their headlights on but no taillights. And I've noticed it's a lot of newer cars. So I don't know what's going on. We probably should look at that when we drive, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Danielle, thank you for the call.
A reminder, by the way, and I don't know if it's raining currently where we are. It's too dark to see anymore because it's only 5:37.
Right.
But if you are using your windshield wipers, it is state law, not only because it's raining, but I don't know, maybe because it's dark, that you're supposed to have your headlights on. Okay?
It is how it's supposed to work.
Kyle in Raytown. Kyle, hello.
Yes, I have a grievance, but then I thought of a gratitude. So today I had to put my dog down after 14 years.
I'm sorry about that.
And I appreciate that, guys. Addie B was a great dog, but then I thought as I was driving home, my gratitude is all dogs go to heaven, so I know she's up there playing and being her fruitful self. So I appreciate you guys. Love the show.
Oh, thank Kyle, you. We're so sorry.
And I actually truly believe you do see them in the next life. I really believe that. 913-586-7798. We've got, I count five lines open. Fill them. Jeff in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, I was kind of wondering, as a potential gratitude, could we ever get Mike Shannon to guest host sometime when Dana's off on a vacation day?
I can check on that.
That's
for
sure. That's
a
great question, Jeff.
I just love that guy, and I love the interactions you guys used to have. Nothing against you, Dana, but Radioactive days and stuff like that were just wonderful. So just thought about that as a nice voice from the past.
Well, I'll tell you this. One of the guys I do have lined up for next week is, and you'll remember him, Jake Jeffries. Jake the Phone Snake from Johnny Dare Show.
Yes, oh, that'll be fun.
Jake and I have known each other for a very long time, and he and I were on the phone, and I said, hey, you know, are you ever available or willing to come in and fill in if I need somebody? And he said, yeah. You know, obviously I had to run that one up the chain pole or flagpole.
Sure. chain pole?
I was trying to do chain of command and flagpole at the same time, I think. But anyway, I ran it up the flagpole. They were like, absolutely, we love Jake. You know, he's a great guy, and it was nothing that they did that led to that decision. You know, it was purely business.
Understand.
Jake will be in next Wednesday.
Aww.
And I look forward
to that. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Jeff. Be well. Big Al in Blue Springs. Hello, Big Al. Hi.
Hey, thank you for letting me on your show this evening.
It's yours. We have to.
Appreciate that.
All right. Go ahead.
My grievance with y'all is on Terrible Joke Tuesday. Y'all had a joke that was so funny that y'all lost balance there for a couple of minutes in the show.
Yes, we did.
I didn't get to hear it.
Okay, so...
We can sort of tell you what it is.
What does an Irish man call 66% of his poop in the toilet?
No idea.
Two turds.
It doesn't even, I don't even know if it was an Irish man. It had something to do with 66% of whatever's in the toilet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for making
so
me laugh.
Stupid, but so funny.
913-586-7798. Hannah in Kansas City. Hannah, hello.
Hello. Good evening. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Gratitude for actually both you and Dana. For Dana, number one, for being outgoing enough to share your mental health journey with all of us.
Oh,
so
sure.
That we can all know that it's not something to be ashamed of or scared of or, you know, talk down about. If you're feeling bad, the best way to feel better is to talk to somebody. And if you need medication, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's actually, you can make yourself feel 100% better and make everybody around you feel better as well.
That's true.
Thank you for doing that. And then for Scott, for you sharing your journey with sobriety. There's a lot of people out there who are going through and have gone through the same kind of things. And what I've learned with my own journey is you can fall down, but you just got to get back up. That's it true. Doesn't matter how many times you fall down, as long as you get back up.
That's right.
And all the best wishes to both of you. Thank you. You know, I'm a 48-year-old woman, and it's good to hear other people who have the same kind of things happening in their lives, even if it's on the radio, so you don't feel quite so alone or scared or like you're one of the only ones going through it.
But Hannah, I will say this, and I'm not patting us on the back at all, but when Dana and I decided to start doing this show together, one of the promises we made each other, and I don't know if it was like we sat down and just said, promise me this, if you promise me that, I think it just started to happen, was that we vowed that we were going to be as transparent and honest as possible. And I think one of the old lines I used to use with Dana is, unless it involves your significant other behind a closed door,
or your children,
it's for the air. Everything that you go through in life, whether it's, you know, Dana's issues with anxiety, and I think you've said you had some depression at one point.
Years ago I did, but mostly the anxiety, Hannah. Yeah. We talk about it all the time. My family members all talk about it. I want kids to talk about it. Like, I think the more we get it out in the open, the better.
Yeah, and
amen.
And my issues with alcohol and that stuff. The thing is to remind everyone, you're not alone. You know, everybody has something. You know, and it always drives me crazy when I see people, you know, flipping each other off in traffic because somebody made a mistake. You don't know what they're going through right now.
Now, that guy could just be a jerk.
Now, he could be. That's true.
Like, I mean, actually just could be a jerk, Hannah, yeah, but he also might be going through some stuff, too.
He may have just learned that he has terminal cancer and he's driving home to tell his wife, you know? Yeah. I mean, you don't know what somebody is going through on that particular moment of that particular day.
Well, I'm just grateful that you all have given me the grace. Well, not given me the grace.
You have to give yourself amazing. The grace. Well, thank you.
Well, you guys have just been amazing, and thanks for being a great part of Kansas City and for everybody listening. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for letting us. We really mean that. You take care and have a good weekend, okay?
You as well.
Okay. It's written as Brain, but I'm going to guess it's Brian.
Hi, Brian.
It is Brian.
Okay.
And I was just calling to follow up on Danelle's grievance about the newer cars with headlights on but no taillights.
Yeah.
And that is because the newer cars have the daytime running lights, and people jump in when it's dark and see that the daytime running lights are on, which do not turn the taillights on, so they're too lazy to reach over and hit the headlight switch and turn the lights on.
Huh.
It drives me crazy.
I did not know that your taillights don't turn on even if your running lights are on.
Brian, I see it all the time.
Huh.
Well, if you have your park lights on, what most people refer to as running lights, the taillights will be on.
Oh, okay.
But if you have the daytime running lights where the headlights light up during the daytime hours,
yeah,
your taillights don't light up at that point.
Got it. That makes sense. Hey, thank you for the call, Brian. Okay. All right. Natalie. Hello. Natalie?
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, go ahead.
So, my grievance is with Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
which I normally love to use. But I drove back to Kansas City today from Ponca City, and you know how sometimes Google Maps will ask you, hey, you can save 2 minutes if you take this other route. Mm-hmm. You say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just kind of makes up its own mind. If you think you're going a certain direction and through a certain town that's on your way home, and you drive and drive, and it never happens, then it's Google Maps just changed its mind, and you have to reconfigure life.
Yep.
Okay.
Natalie, I'm telling you, I would follow Google Maps right off a cliff, and we've heard of those stories.
Yes, we have, right, sadly.
Bridge is washed out, and Google Maps said turn left. I turned left.
I turned left. No bridge. Chris in Smithville, before we get to a quick break. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I had two real quick ones. I have a gratitude. I'm retired Army, and I was working as a GS employee on Fort Leavenworth when Doge was doing Doge stuff back in the day, and I was fed up. So I decided I was just going to reinvent myself. So I took my leave of absence and got into the books and got certified as a professional home inspector. And just got hired on with the company doing inspections. And my gratitude is to my wife for supporting me the entire time, all the hours I spent getting certified.
Now, as a home inspector, if the home has a crawl space, do you have to go get in it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hell no.
Basements.
Oh. I have no.
It's the stuff of horror stories.
See, I would love to be a home inspector when this show meets its demise. I cannot get into a crawl space. No way.
I could have helped you, Jana, with your furnace and your fireplace.
He's talking to you now.
Oh,
Dana.
I bet you could
My
have.
My furnace
Chris.
Runs real well.
We now have hot water and heat, which is why I didn't have a grievance this week.
Well, my grievance is real quick. So, like the other caller, we had to put our dog down on Wednesday. And my gratitude is for the vet that was Smithville vet. Fantastic. Came to the house. Most compassion I've ever seen in any kind of vet. My gratitude, I was driving across 70 today, and I was thinking about the dog's name, Stella. And
Dang it.
Changed into my lane, and the license plate was ST11A. So Stella said hello 2 days later.
I'm happy for you, my friend.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
Okay.
Take care.
You too, man. All right. Hey, we've got a full board of open lines, so we need three more. To get us to the top of the hour, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Three more. Get them in. Kramer's our producer today. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks on KMBZ. All right, let's get this weekend started. Travis in Kansas City. Travis, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, for my grievance, we're going to take it all the way to the off-leash dog park. I'm a very high-energy blue heeler mixed with the golden retriever. She's 2 years old. She plays and she loves and all people and dogs. And there's people that are just a little bit too like sensitive about their dogs, like playing with other dogs, and they get real uptight and they like to tell you about it while they're talking on the phone, like on their headset, like another person. So it's like you feel like you're getting ganged up on. Because they're, like, talking to the other person about you, and it's like, come on, they're just dogs playing. They're having fun.
Dogs hump every day. They do.
It's a fact.
Debbie in Bonner Springs. Yes. Debbie, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
I have a question, kind of a grievance. You and Dana have been talking all week about this wonderful TV show about the assassination of President Garfield.
Yes.
And you called it Death by Lightning? I cannot find that anywhere on Netflix or Hulu or anywhere whatsoever.
Well, hang on. We're going to help you out then.
It is. Was it Prime?
Hang on. We're going to help you.
Look, I don't Great.
It is on Netflix. It is on Netflix. Death by Lightning.
And I put it in the search bar. I tried everything. I will try it again.
Debbie, it is so good.
Let me just confirm this. It is really good. It is really good.
What's his name? Who starred in it?
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
Yep.
It does seem like a strange name for a presidential assassination.
Yeah, you know why? Because there was no lightning involved in anyone's death. Yep. I'm going to give you that,
That's
Debbie.
What I was wondering.
It is on Netflix, and if you're into American or presidential history, you're going to absolutely love it.
Okay, great. I'll try it again. Thanks so much.
All right, be well. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Jim, on line three, you get the last grievance of the week, and then if we have time, Kramer's got one. Go ahead.
Yep, I got a grievance with our police department. My nephew's
scooter was stolen off a front porch in Westwood.
Oh, no.
By two girls. Both on Cant Life. They have them on Ring doorbell. The scooter has an air tag on it. The girls that stole it went right over to Rainbow, got on the bus, went down to 31st Street, went over to Kansas City, Missouri with it. And it's in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's moving from one house to the other on the same street. And Westwood says, not their problem. Kansas City, Missouri says, not their problem. So these two girls that stole his brand new scooter, and they left a note on the front porch that said, thank you, with some unopened package of candy and stuff that looks like they maybe got from Dollar Tree or something, you know, and left it on the front porch with a thank you note. So he's out his scooter. Westwood says, we can't do anything. Kansas City, Missouri says, well, we need a search warrant, and it's just a $300 bike. And anyway, it just infuriates me. And they got him as clear as a bell on the video camera. They got the air tag on the bike.
I get the frustration. Let me give you some advice, unsolicited, of course. Do not take matters your own hands.
Nope.
Kramer, can you do it in 20 seconds?
Oh, yeah. My license plates were stolen off my car on Sunday, so that was fun.
Wow.
Why?
I don't know. It's funny. They only took the back one.
Oh, you live in Missouri?
Great.
Yep.
Birthdays today. Barry Gordy is 96. Randy Newman is 82. Get ready to feel old, gang. Judd Nelson is 66.
Wow.
66. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Kramer, ladies and gentlemen, woo-hoo, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.